Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to get you fully prepped for the Bradley Fantasy Football League.
Yeah, we're past the halfway point now, officially.
And week 9, well, it feels like it's going to be the real stress test for everyone's depth.
Oh, absolutely. Our mission today, we got to sift through the week 8 chaos, some real heartbreakers in there.
Right.
And then get you set for week 9. Because these bye weeks, the injuries, they are hitting hard. It's challenging every single roster out there.
So the big picture. Tyler Bradley, somehow still perfect, 8-0, leading the veteran division.
Perfect. It's kind of wild.
But you can feel the pressure building across the league. Division races are tight. Key players are out. Talent is just scarce this week.
Yeah, the whole thing feels a bit brittle, like you said. And those crazy week 8 finishes shows you variance is just running the show right now.
Okay, let's dig into that week 8 fallout. Starting with our game of the week, Nathaniel Baker's show-to-your TDs got the win over Caden Lick's reckless rectums.
Yeah.
125.1 to 99.85.
Nathaniel Baker is just, well, a force right now. And honestly, it comes down to one guy, running back Jonathan Taylor.
He was incredible again.
Exploded. 37.4 points this week. That's why he's the most valuable player in the league, period. Leading all running backs with, what, 205 points total?
Yeah, 205. He's the anchor, isn't he?
Yeah.
Let's Baker take risks elsewhere.
Exactly. And the big risk, look at his lineup this week. He got 0 points, zilch, from his kicker and his defense.
And still won by over 25 points.
Wow.
What does that tell you strategically?
It tells me he's betting everything on his studs. He's prioritized that elite top-end scoring. He's basically daring opponents to beat him with, like, kickers and defenses.
Right. Stack points in those other spots if you can.
Yeah, his strategy seems clear. Load up the main lineup, accept the weakness elsewhere. It's high risk, sure, but look where it's gotten him, 7-1.
Speaking of high risk,
yeah,
let's talk about the nail biter. Josh Yeagler's trumping on you snowflakes just squeaked by Brian Bradley's wasteland, 115.35 to 112.05.
Oh, man. This was one for the ages in terms of a fantasy collapse. Brian was winning. Monday Night Football, less than a point lead.
Until the very last play. Commanders quarterback Marcus Mariota, Brian's starter.
Throws an interception on the final snap of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the absolute gut punch, the fantasy cruelty, right? Josh Yeagler had the Chiefs defense.
Oh, no!
So when Mariota throws the pick, the Chiefs D gains points. Mariota loses points for Brian. That one single play completely flips the result. Josh wins by just over 3 points.
That is just peak fantasy football pain right there. Variance hitting hard.
Totally brutal.
Okay, on a happier note for some, scoring-wise, John Malstead's Orange Crush put up the high score, 146.55 points. Big week from wide receiver Troy Franklin helped there.
Yeah, 23.9 from Franklin. Massive boost.
But then, the flip side, the lowest score, poor Matt Yeagler, just 39.5 points, a huge blowout loss to Jacob Bradley.
Oof, 39.5. That's not just a loss. That signals some real depth issues. Lack of preparedness, maybe.
And those weaknesses. They're heading straight into the toughest part of the schedule, the bye week crunch.
Perfect segue. Let's talk week 9 roster reality, because the number of guys just out this week is kind of staggering.
Four big teams off. Cleveland Browns, New York Jets, Philly Eagles, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right. So if you rely on starters from any of those teams, you're hitting the waiver wire, competing with everyone else who just lost key guys too. It's a scramble.
And the injuries just make it worse. We had two huge running back injuries in week 8 with major ripple effects.
Yeah, first, the really bad news for Josh Yeagler, who, you know, just got that dramatic win. Running back Cam Skidobo, dislocated ankle, done for the season, needs surgery.
Wow, that's a massive blow. Skidobo was becoming a really valuable flex piece for
us. A huge loss. And now Josh has to find a replacement when the waiver wire is already thin because of the buys, makes it way harder.
Then there's Matt Yagler's running back, Quinshon Judkins, shoulder injury. He's listed as week to week.
But here's the bit of luck for Matt, finally. Judkins plays for the Browns.
And the Browns are on bye in week 9.
Exactly. So he might actually recover without missing a game. Maybe a small silver lining for Matt after that rough week.
Okay. But it's not all doom and gloom. We do have some key guys expected back in week 9. And that could really swing some matchups.
Definitely. Especially for teams trying to stay alive. Like Scott Bradley. He should get quarterback Lamar Jackson back from that hamstring injury.
That's huge for Scott. He's 3-5. Needs wins badly in the Legend Division. Lamar coming back is vital.
Absolutely vital. And then the rich get richer, maybe. Nathaniel Baker, who already has Jonathan Taylor.
He gets wide receiver Puka Nacua back.
Expected back from an ankle injury. Yeah. And Nacua is easily a top five fantasy wide receiver this season. What's he got? 112 points.
Around there, yeah. Adding him back to that Taylor-anchored team, that's frankly terrifying for the rest of the elite division.
It really cements his spot at the top, doesn't it? Okay, before we dive into the Week 9 matchups themselves, let's quickly check the standings and, maybe more importantly, the power rankings. See how things look through Week 8.
All right. Division leaders. Tyler Bradley, still perfect, 8-0 in the veteran. Elite division, it's Nathaniel Baker and John Malstedt tied at 7-1, but Baker leads on points scored. Quite comfortably, actually. 975 to 928.
Okay.
Legend division, Kevin Bradley leads at 5-3. And in the rookie division, Caden Lick is also 5-3.
Now let's bring in that extra layer, the sleeper companion power rankings. These look beyond just the record. Analyzing potential points, roster strength, gives you a better feel for who should be good.
And the top three. No real surprises. Nathaniel Baker's number one, Tyler Bradley number two, John Malstedt number three.
Makes sense. They've got the records and the points.
But here's where it gets really interesting. The big anomaly. Brian Bradley.
Ah, yes.
His record is 2-6. But the power rankings have him fifth overall.
Fifth. That's insane for a 2-6 team. It's the absolute definition of a team crushed by bad luck, by variance. He clearly has the roster talent to be maybe 6-2 or 7-1 even.
Right. Just catastrophic luck like that Monday night game.
That fifth rank tells you everything. Brian Bradley is basically a ticking time bomb waiting to go off on his opponents. Compare him to, say, Jared Steffies. That's Steffies.
Okay.
Jared's also 2-6, but ranked way down at 13th. The rankings show the difference. Jared seems to have actual roster weakness. Brian, just unbelievably unlucky, hit by those late game swings. His team is poised to make a run if the luck turns.
That's a critical point. His underlying strength means his upcoming games are potential traps for whoever he plays. But first, Week 9. Let's get to the matchups.
Got to start with the game of the week. Kevin Bradley, 5-3, taking on the undefeated Tyler Bradley, 8-0.
And get this, it's the only matchup this week between two teams with winning records. Statistically, that keeps happening. It's weird.
It is strange. So Kevin Bradley leading the Legend Division, but he's dropped two straight. He needs to stop the bleeding.
He's got firepower, though. Quarterback Justin Herbert's been great, one of the top QBs this year, 215 points. He definitely has the talent to challenge the juggernaut.
He absolutely does. And you have to think the pressure on Tyler. Keeping that perfect streak alive, this is where it gets intense. I actually think this is it.
Yeah.
I think the combination of the bye week stress facing a motivated 5-3 team that needs this win. I think Kevin pulls it off. He's got the talent. Maybe a bit of scheduling chaos helps, I'm calling it. Kevin Bradley hands Tyler his first loss. Streak ends now.
No way. Come on. That's pure recency bias talking. Tyler's 8-0 because his team is deeper. He navigates these bye weeks better than anyone. Kevin's shown he can wobble under pressure the last 2 weeks. Tyler finds those little edges, exploits weaknesses. That's why he's undefeated. The streak lives on. Absolutely. He finds a way.
Agree to disagree. We'll see whose depth holds up. Okay. Other key games. A real desperation bowl in the Legend Division. Scott Bradley versus Jared Steffes.
Both 2-6. Both need a miracle to stay relevant.
But Scott getting Lamar Jackson back, that's a game changer, potentially. Huge game for both of them. Maybe just for pride at this point.
Then the Yagler Bowl. Matt Yagler versus Josh Yagler. Talk about needing a bounce back week.
Right. Matt scoring under 40 points last week. Josh dealing of losing Scatebezo for the season. Someone's getting a much needed family bragging rights win here.
You have some pride on the line.
And finally, Jacob Bradley versus Brian Bradley. This is Brian's chance, right? Prove those power rankings mean something.
Yeah, a chance for redemption after that heartbreaking Week 8 loss. He needs to turn that rank 5 potential into an actual win. He just cannot afford another loss decided by some fluke play at the end.
He really can't. Yeah. And that brings us to the bigger picture as we wrap up. We're hitting that point in the season. Losses now are just fatal for those 2-6 teams. Even 3-5 teams are feeling the heat.
And with four major teams, Browns, Jets, Eagles, Bucks all on bye, depth isn't just nice to have anymore. It's absolutely everything. It's the currency of the league right now.
So thinking about that Josh versus Brian game again, that crazy ending, we've seen quite a few games decided by a late defensive turnover, maybe a garbage time score that means nothing in reality but everything in fantasy.
Which leads to the big question for you listening right now. If Brian Bradley, ranked fifth best team, loses again this week due to sheer bad luck, how long can this go on? How much can you rely on maybe getting lucky with a defensive score?
Right. Or will the teams with genuinely high-scoring lineups like Nathaniel Baker's finally start dominating consistently, proving skill and roster construction can overcome that randomness? Or have we just settled into this reality where games swing on these tiny margins, these unpredictable moments?
That's the puzzle you have to solve this week. Navigating those thin margins, the bye chaos, it's going to be tough.
It really is. Good luck setting those lineups.
We'll be back next week to break down all the fallout from week 9.
See you then.